Hello, and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you all. Erasmus Podcast. Erasmus Podcast. Hello. Hello. Erasmus Podcast. Erasmus Podcast.
I'm Julia, the Erasmus program, and they're asking to racism. What is the racism?
I'm John, I'm 17 and I'm from Greece. I think racism is the stereotypical behavior one has because of older and conservative thoughts about people which aren't of other races or other races and are from other countries.
I'm Maria. I have 16 years old and I am from Portugal. And I think racism is judging a people by her color skin or culture habits.
I'm Lucia and I'm from Spain. And I think that racism is treat people different depending of their skin color. That's all.
Okay, the second asking, why it is exist?
Racism exists because people have not moved on from old stereotypes which came from conservative families, and it usually exists in the more advanced countries where people don't want to get educated on not on treating people equally, and on underdeveloped countries where people just don't have the education to do so.
Racism exists because people saw a person doing like a person in black skin, for example, doing bad things, and they judge the people who have bad black skin. Judge with base of that person who have make bad things.
I think that racism exists because people don't have enough studies.
The third asking, how long has it is exist?
Racism existed from, I'd say, ages before Christ. As in ancient Greece, people in Athens were not allowed to vote if not their parents were both out of Athens. So you had to have both parents being born in Athens so you could vote. So I think it even traces back to then.
Yeah, I think too. Racism is present in very years, like all the time.
Racism exists long time ago because of slavery, I think.
For answer, do you think it's right to distinguish races?
It's not right to distinguish races, and it's not right to distinguish people just based on how they look. It would be better to distinguish people rather on how they act or how they treat other people.
No, I don't think. I think that we should take more attention in the acting of people.
I think it isn't right because skin color shouldn't be something to different people.
Find the answer. What are the effects of the racism?
Racism has a very negative effect on society. It it doesn't help at all, because people of different races, when they are treated differently from other people, just don't find the reason to treat others as good as they would hope to. And I think they could start just committing maybe crimes because they're not treated well, so they don't find a reason to treat others well as well.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. So.
Me too, I don't know.
Okay, and the sixth answer, which people are most affected?
Racism was mostly against black people from because black people used to be enslaved by many countries, including France, England, maybe Spain and Germany, and so racism has its most effect on black people because they're still viewed by some racist people as underdeveloped, or maybe that they deserve to have less rights, even though they all should have the same.
Yeah, I think black people and maybe refugees have the racism. So, yeah, in America and Germany.
And you repeat the question, please?
Yes, which people are most affected?
I think black people or people where are from Africa or Arabia. Yes.
The answer of the immigration. The first answer. Why do people immigrate to other countries?
People immigrate to other countries in order to try and get a better life, because they weren't treated as well in their country, or they don't think it has a sustainable future according to their finances, so they want to get a better life. Or they are war refugees, so they had to leave.
They want to have a better life, or they want just to protect from the war our families.
I think they only look for a better life without wars and be safe.
The second ask, what is the reason you moved out of your country to move here?
I will move to England because, as I said, I think there is a more sustainable future economically there. And I don't think this country can particularly help me about what I want to do in the future.
I don't know what to say. So.
I don't know too.
The answer. Do immigrants have a good or bad reputation in your country?
The immigrants have generally a good reputation because many people from Albania come here and they're not treated differently as such by most people. Some people still treat them differently, but generally they have a good reputation. But in the last years that people started coming from Turkey or Syria or Africa, crime started to get up and their reputation has worsened.
They have a bad reputation because the people think that they are stealing our jobs. So,
I think that they haven't got good reputation because people normally think that they are violent or that they steal, so people don't treat them well.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our opinions. And I'm John, I'm from Greece, and you'll hear me soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.